Almsgiving, prayer, and penance. The first reading from Joel urges the people to render your hearts, not your garments, and return to me with your whole heart. To give of our hearts and of our minds and of our time and our talent and treasure in worship, awe, and adoration of the one who is the source of all life. Is that not the very essence of Lent? The second reading from Corinthians urges us to be reconciled to God. The sacrament of reconciliation and the practice of forgiveness will bring meaning to our observance of Lent over these next 40 days. Today's gospel also asks us to be humble givers, to be people of prayer, and yes, even folks who sacrifice a meal or two as a means through which our awareness of God is heightened, not as an end in itself, as a means to strengthen our relationship with His Son, our Lord and Savior. Practices of Lent are a way of encountering the God of all ages, the God who is always there for us, the God who guides us, the God who always, always loves us. I suppose that this Lenten season could be a time of sackcloth and ashes, of moaning over Fridays without beef, or of a feeling of sense, a sense of guilt when looking around at his in the ills of our neighborhoods in the world. Yet this Lenten season should be a time of renewal, of celebrating and of doing what is good and right, of experiencing a sense of wonder at the many blessings which exist in our neighborhood and in our world, of remembering the needs of others, of working to respect the lives of all, and the dignity of all. If Lent becomes for us merely a time to count the number of chicken wings and hamburgers consumed, or dare I say, of donuts dreamed of, then we have forgotten the meaning of Lent. If Lent is simply a chance to give a few bucks away, then perhaps we have forgotten the meaning of Lent. But if the season of Lent moves us to give to and be advocates for the poor, both now and in the future, then the season will be worthwhile as it re-energizes our commitment to God. If Lent serves to draw us closer to the one who is the source of all life and love, then perhaps the ashes which will mark our foreheads today will remind us that being His disciples always calls us to live and to love His commands. And if some sustainable change is a part of our Lent, whether it is big or small, then surely the next 40 days will be a blessed time. Almsgiving and prayer and penance, these practices can make a difference in our lives, but only if we give them purpose and meaning and use them as a way of following Jesus.